From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iran's parliament Sunday gave preliminary approval of a bill that allows the government to implement a historic nuclear deal reached with world powers. Under this bill, the Iranian government will be authorized to withdraw from implementation of the bill if the other side fails to lift sanctions against Iran. Final approval of the measure is expected later in the week. The French news agency reported that the discussions in parliament were punctuated by fiery debate and allegations from a top negotiator that a lawmaker had threatened to kill him. Israel carried out an airstrike early Sunday in the Gaza Strip that killed a pregnant Palestinian woman and her young daughter. The Israeli military said the strike was done in response to rocket attacks from Gaza and targeted two Hamas weapons manufacturing facilities. It reported Saturday that a rocket was intercepted over Hof Ashkelon, just north of Gaza, by Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. Medics in Gaza said the woman and child died when the building they were in collapsed from the strike. Several other people were injured. Also Sunday, the military said a Palestinian woman detonated a bomb inside a car at a checkpoint in the West Bank, wounding one police officer. The violence followed yet more stabbing attacks in the Old City area of East Jerusalem Saturday. Russia launched a new aerial bombardment on Syrian rebels, helping President Bashar al-Assad's government reclaim territory it had lost. Moscow said it hit 63 targets, destroying 53 of them. In many of the attacks Sunday in Talshik, a highland area of Idlib province. This is VOA News.